A Work of Reformation, August 29. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. The work of Reformation here brought to view by John, the purging of heart and mind and soul, is one that is needed by many who today profess to have the faith of Christ. Wrong practices that have been indulged in need to be put away, the crooked paths need to be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The mountains and hills of self-esteem and pride need to be brought low. There is need of bringing forth fruits meet for repentance. When this work is done in the experience of God's believing people, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The fact that our names are on the church books will not secure for us an entrance into the kingdom of heaven. God asks, "Have you used your opportunities for service and for the development of Christian character? Have you traded faithfully with your Lord's goods? Knowing the will of God concerning you, how have you obeyed that will? Have you sought to benefit and bless those who needed help and encouragement?" There is no human being in the world but bears fruit of some kind, either good or evil, and Christ has made it possible for every soul to bear most precious fruit. Obedience to the requirements of God, submission to the will of Christ, will yield in the life the peaceable fruits of righteousness. The inhabitants of this world are dear to God's family. He gave the richest gift that heaven could bestow, that men and women might return from their rebellion to his law, and accept into their hearts and lives the principles of heaven. If men would acknowledge the gift, and accept his sacrifice, their transgressions would be pardoned, and the grace of God would be imparted to them to help them to yield in their lives the precious fruits of holiness. Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. We have a representation to make to the world of pure principles, holy ambitions, noble aspirations, that will distinguish us from all other people, making us a separate nation, a peculiar people.